We continue our learning Le'ilin Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Aleya. We are in Shkolim Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. We spoke in Mishnah Gimel about what we called Mosar Shkolim and Mosar Chatas. You collected money for the Machzah Shekel, but you had left over that wasn't needed, or leftover money that was designated to buy a carbon Chatas, to buy an animal for a Chatas, and then you had leftover money. So our Mishnah is going to discuss the issues with other Karbanos when I have Mosar leftover money designated to purchase other Karbanos, or let's say money that was designated for Tzedakah, and there's leftover money as well. Mosar Shkolim Chulin. The Mishnah begins by reminding us of Beis Hillel's opinion against Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah obviously rules like Beis Hillel. A person who gathers money, collects money for the purpose of Machzas HaShekel, if he finds he has more than he needs, so the leftover is Chulin, is not Kadosh at all. Then the Mishnah says, Mosar Asiris Ha'efa. Are we going to have a whole list? And all of these on this list, we're going to say that the leftovers that are set, that the money that's designated with leftover was going to be for the purposes of Nedava, of bringing Karbanos Ola at a time when the Mizbeach is not busy, doesn't have other Karbanos on it. What we mentioned in the past, Kayitz HaMizbeach, the summer, when the Mizbeach is on vacation. So the Mizbeach doesn't stand batel where there's no Karbanos. We'll bring Olos at that time. That's what we're going to do with the leftover money that's designated for the various Karbanos that we're about to mention. So the first is Mosar Asiris HaEfa. What's Asiris HaEfa? That's where you have a tenth of an Efa of flour for a Karban Chatas. Now, we know Karban Chatas generally is a female goat. But here we're speaking about a particular Averos. There are several Averos where a person brings a Karban Chatas that's a Karban Olevi Yored. Olevi Yored means, depending on a person's financial status, that will determine what he's going to bring. People who have the funds will bring a keves. If not as much, you bring birds. And if really not as you don't have a lot, a person who is very, very poor, so aniyim shabaniyim, you bring an asiris ha'efa, you bring a karban mincha instead. And this is the famous famous principle that we have when it comes to karbanos and gifts and service to Hashem in general is echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit, whether you give a lot or a little, ulavachi chavin libo l'shamayim. As long as the person has the proper kavona, this is not true regarding all karbanos. Sometimes you have to bring a particular animal, but here you have it depends on a person's financial status. So, for example, to what we call Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, a person who walked into the Beis HaMikdash and didn't realize it, and he was Tameh. So there, the Torah mentions that that's an example of where you could bring in a Karban Olev Yored. So you set aside money, this poor person set aside money to bring his flower offering, and there was money left over. Or Mosar Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavos, the Kinei Yoldos. We've mentioned a Zavin and a Zava several times. A Yoledos, a person who gives, a woman who gives birth. So you bring Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yonah, turtle dove, two turtle doves, two pigeons, and that's what a Zav brings, Zavos as well, and a Yoledes, after they become Tor. They have to bring these Karbanos, these birds. And if you gather money to buy the cane, literally the nest, these two birds together called the cane, we have a whole mesechta called kinim, and you have left over, you bought your two birds and you have leftover money. Or v'chatos v'ashamos, or a person who gathered money, collected money to buy chatas, carbon chatas or carbon asham, as we've mentioned in the past, we do an aveir b'shogig for which you would be chayv kares if did b'mezid, or carbon asham, you have a whole list of ashamos. We mentioned the asham me'ilos, that's asham gzelos, a whole list of those as well, and there's money left over from the Chatas and Asham, Mosrehen Nidava. The leftover money goes to Nidava to buy Olos for the Kayetz HaMizbeach, so the Mizbeach doesn't stand there batel with no Karbanos at all. Zeha Klal, says Mishnah, gives us a general rule. Kol Shehu Ba L'Shem Chatas U'L'Shem Ashma. Anything that you bring for the sake of a carbon chatas, carbon asha, money that was collected to purchase a carbon that's being brought for a sin, Mosron Nidava. The leftover is going to a Nidava, as the Mishnah said here. Mosar, and then the Mishnah says, Mosar Ola La'ola. Person who set aside money to purchase a Korban Ola, and now he has leftover money to bring another Ola. Korban Ola, Korban Chatos, I can bring an extra Korban Chatos, throw it on the Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach has no Korbanos, you don't bring a Korban Chatos. When there's no Chiyuv, and then that's like bringing Chulin to the Azara. An Ola can be brought as an Adava. So if I have leftover Ola money, that's not a problem. Bring as a Korban Ola. Mosar Min Lemincha. Money that was left over from money that was designated for a Korban Mincha can also bring a Korban Mincha with that. Korban Mincha can be brought as an Adav as well. Mosar Shlomim L'Shlomim. And same thing. You said designating money for a Korban Shlomim, you have leftover. You can bring another Shlomim in its place that can be brought as a designated, that can be brought as a donated Korban as well. Mosar Pesach L'Shlomim. We remember from Maseches Pesachim, any money that's left over from money that was designated to buy a Korban Pesach, so I bring a Korban Shlomim with that. That's derived in the Gemara and Maseches Zvachim, and we learn that from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says, V'zavachta Pesach la'Hashem Elokecha Tzon Uvakar. You are going to slaughter the Korban Pesach for Hashem out of tzon, sheep, goats, or bakar, or cattle. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Since when v'chi Pesach min ha-bakar uba? We don't mean a Korban Pesach from bakar, from cattle. Must be that Pasuk is alluding to the fact that if I have leftover money that from money that was collected for the sake of a Korban Pesach, I can bring bakar, cattle, from that, and that, of course, is shlomim. Then Mosar Nizirim, Lenizirim. Let's say you gather people, collected money for the purposes of Karbonos for Nizirim Aniyim, people who who took on a neder to be a Nazir, but they were poor. And so people are doing them a favor and collected money on their behalf. So what do they do with the extra money? So use it for other Karbonos of Nizirim, of other Nizirim who need help. Mosar Nazir Lenadava. Let's say you have a Nazir himself who set aside money for his own karbanos, not people or community collected money for Nazirim in general, but someone who was a Nazir, had the money, and he collected the money, designated the money for his karbanos Nazirim. So what do we do? Mosar Nazir L'Nedava. That extra goes for Kayet HaMizbeach, for Olos Nedava. Mosar Aniyim La'Aniyim. You have a community collected money for the purposes of poor people, to give them food, to give them clothing, and there's money left over, so leave the money for other Aniyim. Ah, but Mosar Ani Loso Ani. But if let's say money was collected for a particular Ani, particular family, to give him food or clothing, what's left over from that money cannot be given to another ani, has to be given to that particular poor person. Mosar shvuyim l'shvuyim. Similarly, money was collected for the purposes of pidyon shvuyim, of redeeming captives, and after they collected that money, they realized there was money left over, so use it for redeeming other captives in the future. Mosar shavui, though, laosar shavui, but money was collected in order to redeem a particular person who was taken captivity, so that money that's left over is given to that person who was redeemed from captivity. Mosar hamesim lamesim. Leftover collected money for the purposes of burial of, let's say, a mes mitzvah or aniyim who needed help, cost a lot of money. So we helped them out in order for burial purposes. And there was money left over after we buried. There's still money left over. So use the money for, you can't just use it for anything, for other tzedakos. It's used specifically for kvuras mesim of other people. Mosar hames, let's say they collected money for the kvura of a particular mace, and there's leftover, then liyoshav, that you can't use for another mace, you give the leftover to the children, to the yorshim of that mace. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mosar Hameis, here we have a three machlokas. Tanakama says Mosar Hameis is liyorshav. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mosar Hameis yehi munach ad sheyavo eliyo. We don't use it at all, and we'll see why. And Rabbi Nasan Omer, Mosar Hameis bonin lo nefesh al kivro. The Mosar Hameis, no, we don't give it to the yorshim, and we don't leave it till Eliyo comes. But we use it, that money, to build a matseva. That's what it means. The Gemara and the Bavli Sanhedrin on Mem Chesem Aleph tells us why this is. Rava says, I'll tell you where the basis of the machlokas here is. We're regarding Moser HaMeis, money left over after the burial, money that was designated for a meis. Because why? Because the meis, we assume, is embarrassed with this money that was collected for him. He's embarrassed that people needed to collect money in order to bury him. So the Tanakama says like this. The meis, although it's embarrassing, but he'd rather go through that embarrassment where it's people know that money was collected as long as it's for the benefit of his children, of the Yorshim. So the Mosar HaMeis go to the Yorshim. Rabbi Meir says, I'm not so sure if the Meis is Mochel on his Bizayon. I'm not really sure, just for the purposes of his Yorshim getting Hana, and therefore leave the money where it is. And Rabbi Nasan says, the Meis is definitely not Mochel on his Bizayon, for the fact that his Yorshim will get Hana. He doesn't want to be degraded. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. He's embarrassed about that money, and therefore, what should we do with it? We should use it for that Meis himself to give for some honor. We should make the Matseva on his Kever with that extra money. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Bishlosha Perkim Bashana, Torman es Alishka. We already mentioned that the Shkalim were placed in a special chamber. And Mishnah is telling us that when would they withdraw the money, the Shkalim, from the Lishka? They would do it three times a year. Three times a year, what would they do? They would take the coins from the Lishka and put it in three very large kupos, three very large baskets or boxes, where each one was three saw. We'll learn that in Mishnah Beis. And they would use those coins to buy Karmanos Tzibur. So what were the three times a year where they would withdraw the money from the various pushkos and put them into these very large bags, very large baskets? Number one, Bifros HaPesach, which is before Pesach. When? So we assume this is 15 days before Pesach. Why? Because the word pros means to break in half. So it means half. So if that's the case, well, let's see. You're supposed to study the laws of Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodim Lachag, 30 days before. So pros HaPesach would be 15 days before, and therefore that's the first time where we collect the shkolim. Then number two, Bifros HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, and Bifros HaChag, 15 days before Sukkot, which is the last day of Chodesh Elul. Now the Farshim explained, why did they take all the shkolim one time? Because the people who are far away may not have brought their shkolim. So yeah, it's true we collected them in Adar ideally, but people that far away did not bring them by Adar. So bring them later. We also accept your shkolim. And then the Mishnah says, Vehein grunos lemaser behema. Divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that these three time periods during the year are not only the three time periods where we collect the Trumas HaLishka, we collect the Shkolim, but they happen to correspond as well to the three. Now, the Mishnah uses the language of granary. There's no granary regarding Maser Behema, regarding taking one-tenth every tenth animal, but we borrow that term from the laws of Maser, of Tvua, of our grain and our produce. So we use the term here as well. And what we're pointing out is that the three times a year that were kavua, that were set, that were established for the purposes of Maser Behema, where you have to give one of out of every 10 animals. And when these times arrived, you're not allowed to sell or shech your animals until you take Maser. So this is Rabbi Akiva's position, these three times. And the Gemara says that these three times of Maser Behema do correspond to something very practical, I guess biological, of when it comes to the behemos as well. Why? Because the behemos give birth at these times. There are those who give birth at the beginning of the winter, so we have a time period for that. Those a little bit later between Pesach and Atzeres and Shavuos, and those who give birth during the summer months. So that's, they correspond to those three times. So the three times of Maser Behema correspond to the birth, to the times where the animals give birth. And those happen to also correspond. Those are the dates that we also use for Trumas Alishka for the Machzis HaShekel. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says that these three time periods of Masa Behema are not exactly like Rabbi Akiva says, but rather they're the following. Number one, Be'esim V'tisha Ba'adar, the 29th of Adar. Now, Ben Azai also holds that it's 15 days before Pesach. So whereas Rabbi Akiva says it's Bifros HaPesach, he doesn't give you a date on the calendar. Just says, half the time before Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. Says Ben Azai, different than Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Adar that precedes Nisan is sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. So 15 days before Pesach, maybe the 29th of Adar, maybe the 30th of Adar. So that's why Rabbi Akiva just says Bifros HaPesach and doesn't give you a date. But Ben Azai holds that the Adar next to Nisan is always Chassid. That's what we have. We have only one day of Rosh Chodesh for Nisan. That means Adar, that's why Adar, because Adar is 29 days. So therefore, he could say comfortably that 15 days is going to be, is more specific, the 29th of Adar. So that's the first date. Uve Echad B'Sivan. And the first of Sivan is opposed to Rabbi Akiva, where the second time was 15 days before Shavuos. This is 6 or 7 days before Shavuos. The Gemara explains in Bechoros and Daflin Ches, why is that so? Why is there a shorter period? It's half the time of the other time. It's not 15 days, it's 7 days or so. 6, 7 days. Because the animals that give birth between Pesach and Ateres, Pesach and Shavuos, are few. And therefore, we don't need as much time. If you're going to take, let's say, for example, if you're going to start taking Maser 15 days before Shavuos, you'll end up eating a lot of the animals. Aren't that many? You end up eating a lot of them before Shavuos. You won't have enough animals for the Olei Regalim who come. So this way, we push the Maser Behema. We say it's going to be the first of Sivan, 5 days before Shavuos, or 5, 6 days before Shavuos. And this way, we're not going to diminish the number of the animals. And then the third time, it was with the Esrim V'tisha Ba'av, the 29th of Av. Suppose Rabbi Akiva, who said the third time was Prosachag 15 days before Sukkis, which was the end of Elul, here he says it's the 29th of Av. Ben Azai holds that the animals that give birth in Chodesh Elul have their own Maser. That's why there's really an extra period that he gives. Elul is its own story. It has its own Maser, according to Ben Azai. And that's why Ben Azai gives you the time period of the 29th of Av, and then Elul is on its own. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad, what are the three times? Be'echad b'Nisan, Echad, the first day of Nisan, Be'echad b'Sivan, and Be'esrim v'Tisha be'El. So, what's Echad b'Nisan? Because they hold, why the first of Nisan? Because they hold, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we're shoalin v'Darshin in Hilchos HaPesach, not a month, 30 days before, but rather 2 weeks before Pesach. And therefore, they decided that Maaser Behema will also be at the same time, because that's also part of Hilchos Pesach. So we'll have animals for the Regel, and we'll bring our Maaser Behema on the Regel. So it's the first of Nisan. That's 2 weeks before the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Be'echad B'Sivan, like Ben Azai said. Ben Azai said, right, you need a smaller amount of time before Shavuos. You don't want to use up all the animals. And Be'esrim V'Tisha, because before I take Maaser, I'm not going to shech them or sell them. I'm not going to shech. So this way, I don't give them myself that much time in order to eat animals before Shavuos. Same thing. And Be'esrim V'Tisha Be'elul. And the third time is the 29th of Elul. Now, what's that about? So the Mishnah here explains, Mibnei Ma Amru, Be'esrim V'Tisha Be'elul, V'lo Amru Be'echad B'Tishrei. Why they say 29th of Elul and not the 1st of Tishrei? Like we said, Be'echad B'Nisan. So why don't you say the 1st of Tishrei? Very simple. I'll tell you why. Mibnei Shehu Yom Tov, V'yef Shal Aser B'Yom Tov, because it's Rosh Hashanah, and you're not permitted to be Ma'aser on Yom Tov. And the Gemara Bechoro says that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah of Maaser Behema, And therefore, we want to make a heker between the newer and the older. Meaning, this explains, you're not going to be ma'aser b'yom tov. There's an additional reason we want to make a heker between the end and the beginning. The first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah ma'aser behema. We want to have a chiluk between the day Rosh Hashanah should be a day off. So we know that the new Master Behema is happening afterwards. So that's why we chose the 29th of Elul. And number two is, of course, the fact that it's Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take Maser on Yom Tov. So there are really two reasons here, the Gemara in Bukhara says. Mishnah only mentions one, but there are two. There's number one, that we want to make a heker between the new and the old. So we mentioned the 20, therefore we choose 29th of Elul and not Echad B'Tishrei. And number two is there's a malach involved. What's the malach involved? You paint the animal. The 10th animal, you put on a you color it. You're not allowed to color in Yom Tov. So they as one in 39 malachos. So therefore, lefikach hikdimuhu leesrim v'tisha be'el. That's why the mazman maser of those who were born in this summer are the 29th of Elul, according to this last opinion.